Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 131. 10 Reasons You're Not Making Progress in the Gym, part 1, by Jordan Syatt with RajlawFitness.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your host and narrator. Happy Monday, everyone. Happy Martin Luther King Day for those of you in the States. Likely this is a holiday for you. And you know what? It's actually a holiday for me today, too. Welcome back to another week of Optimal Health Daily. This is where I read to you from some of the best health and fitness blogs on the web. This week's a little different. I'll only be reading from two authors because they both have posts that are a little longer than normal, and I like to keep these episodes relatively short for you. And this post today is actually perfect for me. Today is a holiday for me, which I don't get all that often, and I'm headed to the gym right after this. And so today's post, Why We're Not Making Progress in the Gym, is perfect. It's going to help motivate me to get on over there right after this. So today's author is a guest writer on Roger Lawson's site, Jordan Syatt, who's actually a world record powerlifter. He's a coach at SyattFitness.com, so you can learn more about him there. But for now, let's jump right into the post and start optimizing your life. 10 Reasons You're Not Making Progress in the Gym, Part 1, by Jordan Syatt with RajlawFitness.com. I have an issue. Actually, I have a lot of issues, but that is neither here nor there. For some reason, this one in particular has really started to get under my skin. Every day I get questions from family, friends, clients, Macedonian princesses, and other people of the sort. Okay, I lied about the princesses, asking me to explain why they're not making progress in the gym. The funny thing is, every suggestion I make is apparently wrong. According to almost everybody, their training is perfect, their diet is on point, and everything in between is absolutely stellar. What gives? Well, I hate to break it to you, but if you're doing everything perfectly, then you wouldn't be having this problem to begin with. More likely than not, you're doing several, if not many, things to keep you from making significant progress. If you're tired of making little to no improvement in the gym, then check your ego at the door and take a gander at what I'm about to mention. When you're finished, set some time aside to reevaluate your current training and lifestyle habits to see if anything needs a change. Be honest with yourself. There's no room for an oversized ego during this process. Consider the things you may or may not be doing that are preventing you from making the best gains possible, and come up with a plan outlining the changes that you need to make in order to succeed. Oh, and one more thing. If you're satisfied with making little to no progress, then you need not listen any further. The list. 1. You don't have a goal. However obvious this one may seem, I'm prepared to wager that most of you haven't outlined a legitimate goal to center your training routine around. The key word here being legitimate. If your goal is something akin to, quote, be healthy, lose weight, or get stronger, then you need to dig deeper and think about specifics. The key to a successful training program is creating an achievable and explicit goal. Anyone can lose weight or get stronger, but how many people can get to 6% body fat or increase their one rep max deadlift by 100 pounds? By creating a specific goal, you can customize any training program to get you there as quickly and efficiently as possible. This brings us to number 2 on the list. You don't have a plan. I can't tell you how much it kills me every time I see a guy go from one exercise to the next with no rhyme or reason behind any of his choices, other than that particular muscle isn't sore and or the exercise looks pretty fun. In all fairness, BOSU balls provide a great platform for party tricks. I can't possibly stress enough the value of a training program and its importance in making consistent progress in the gym. Let's pretend that your goal, recall number one on this list, is buried treasure, all right? If we're equating your goal to buried treasure, then your training program is the treasure map. Logically speaking, without the map, there's absolutely no way you're going to find the treasure. I mean, think about it. Even Jack Sparrow needs a map. Second grade story time analogies aside, a training program is a prerequisite to being successful in the gym. Make a training program that is designed specifically for you and your goal. Stick with it and follow it exactly as outlined until you get what you want. Repeat this process over and over again and reap the benefits of success. 3. Your diet doesn't match your training. This is when things start to get a little bit tricky. Without going into too much detail, depending on your personal situation and goals, you need to either choose a diet that works with your training routine or choose a training routine that works with your diet. For example, if you're an athlete with a fixed training schedule, let's say it's the off-season, you have practice 6 days a week, then it only makes sense for you to modify your diet based on your training routine. On the other hand, if you have very strict nutritional guidelines, for example, a large calorie deficit in order to facilitate fat loss, then you're going to have to modify your training program to suit your diet. Regardless of the situation, if your diet isn't conducive to your training, then you will never progress. Period. 4. You're not doing the most productive movements. This one is pretty straightforward. Depending on your goal, there are certain movements that absolutely must be a priority in order to make progress. Generally speaking, there are a group of exercises or variations of them which should be emphasized in every training program. These movements are compound or multi-joint movements and without a doubt provide the most bang for your buck. They are the conventional squat and variations of the squat, like the front squat, goblet squat, and box squat, the conventional bench press and bench press variations, like the dumbbell bench press, incline bench press, floor press, and the conventional deadlift and deadlift variations, like the sumo deadlift, trap bar deadlift, Romanian deadlift, etc., and chin-up and chin-up variations, like weighted chins, close grip chins, and pull-ups. There are certainly other moves that have their place in every training program, but if you are or have been neglecting any one of the above movements, I highly recommend programming them into your routine. 5. You're not warming up. Plain and simple, if you're not warming up before you train, then you're not training smart. I can't express how important a warm-up is in relation to success. Granted, different goals call for different training routines, which require different warm-ups, but I've yet to see a training regimen which does not necessitate some form of a pre-training stimulus. I'm not going to take the time here to outline all of the benefits of a well-executed warm-up, but suffice to say that getting the right muscles firing before you train can be the difference between a debilitating injury and setting a personal record. Fewer injuries plus more training time equals greater progress. At the very least, make sure to incorporate the following into your warm-up. Hear that on tomorrow's show. You just listened to part one of the post titled, 10 Reasons You're Not Making Progress in the Gym by Jordan Syatt with RajLawFitness.com.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
In the world of exercise and fitness, there's a term called non-responders. No, I'm not talking about emergency medical responders here, but we're talking about folks who stick to one routine and don't see any changes in their body shape, in their resting heart rate, blood pressure, you name it. So even though they've been exercising and exercising consistently, they're frustrated because they're not seeing any of the wonderful benefits of all of that hard work. These folks are called non-responders. It's like their body chooses not to respond to that exercise. Now, besides being frustrating for personal trainers and the person alike, these folks were like a medical mystery. We couldn't figure out why these folks just wouldn't seem to respond to all the exercises we're putting them through. Turns out there's a simple solution. Well, I should say simple solutions, many of which Jordan just mentioned in this post. If you change up things a little bit, chances are the body will choose to respond. So even if you implement just one or two of the suggestions we're mentioning here, likely your body may start to respond. Now, before I head out, while you're out there listening to podcasts, come check out our other three podcasts in the Optimal family. There's Optimal Living Daily, which my brother hosts, Optimal Finance Daily, which covers some tips to saving more and spending less, and Optimal Startup Daily, which is hosted by my brother also, and his friend, covering entrepreneurship. All of those podcasts are like this one in that they find the best blogs and read them to you. You can find them by searching for Optimal Living Daily in the podcast app of your choice. That's it for today's episode. I'm going to run to the gym. I'm now super motivated. Hope you have a great start to your week, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode, and head to oldpodcast.com, that's OLDpodcast.com, for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.